I next met with Dr. Jason Luke from the University of Chicago, and to begin, he discussed the use of immune checkpoint blockade in the KEYNOTE-37 trial of epacadostat in combination with pembrolizumab for patients with melanoma.
The field of immune checkpoint blockade for melanoma and for all cancers is rapidly advancing. And the backbone of therapy in that sort of setting is really PD-1 antibodies. But the next generation is coming forward, and it's not totally clear on which targets would be most ideal to combine with PD-1. And at the University of Chicago and a number of other investigators have really been interested in the interaction between the tumor-infiltrating lymphocyte and the tumor in the tumor microenvironment. And so we're aware that when T cells get activated in the tumor microenvironment, they elaborate the cytokine interferon gamma. And that's a particularly important cytokine for driving the productive anti-tumor immune response. In response to interferon gamma, tumors can upregulate PD-L1, which is why we think PD-1 blocking antibodies have their activity. It turns out that other pathways are also upregulated in the context of an interferon gamma associated response, and particularly one that's important is indolamine dioxygenase. And so multiple inhibitors of indolamine dioxygenase have come forward, and the most advanced of them is epacadostat. And so there's a rationale then in the context of tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes elaborating interferon gamma and upregulating PD-L1 and IDO together, it then makes sense to combine pembrolizumab, a PD-1 antibody, with epacadostat and IDO inhibitors. And that is really the basis for the phase 1-2 clinical trial that was presented at ESMO. It's been presented at multiple meetings prior to this, where we've observed that whereas with a monotherapy PD-1 antibody, we'd expect a response rate on the order of 40%, here with this combination, albeit in a single-arm, non-randomized controlled study, we see a response rate on the order of 60%. Similarly, whereas we see the PFS with monotherapy PD-1 antibody at about 6 months, with the combination, we're seeing things out more closer to a year. So again, these are small data sets, but they really suggest that there could be a powerful combination regimen with PD-1 plus IDO inhibition.